Welcome back, ladies and gents. You are listening to Smashed Blocked on local 107.3 CFMH out of St. John, New Brunswick. And hopefully heard in some other stations. I should look into that. We are syndicated on radioforall.net. You can find out more about the show on Facebook by looking us up online there. You can get playlists, podcasts, all kinds of information, foolish music that yours truly posts to that site. Such as that which might concern the last set of music, for instance, all of which are artists coming through St. John or from St. John or in St. John, but you can see them all live in the next 2-week span right here in the Port City. We started the set out with Ketamines with Double Elevens, Jay Arner, Wildest One, we had Little You, Little Me with Your Time, Harper by Learning, Ott with Gemini, Free Love Fenner with Shepherdess, and lastly there, Turns and Turns by Vogue Dots. Yes, that's right, you can catch Ketamines, Jay Arner, and Little You, Little Me, July 29th, Tuesday, July 29th at Callahan's Pub. Wednesday, July 30th is a special Earshot 20 sponsored listening Sappy Fest listening party, and also we'll be featuring a very special surprise attack from a local undead guest. And on July 31st at Pub Down Under, and that Wednesday is for the weekly Rebellious Jukebox. Every Wednesday, man, you got weird. You like the music you hear on the show? Come on down to Callahan's on Wednesdays and you hear some weird bleak music. It's not for everyone. At last night's show, someone said, and I quote, "I paid $20 for this, and this music is shit." And I have never been so frustrated with someone, yet so proud in my life. And they were talking about Learning. And Learning is one of the best bands you will ever hear, have heard, or will have yet to hear coming out of the Port City. Avant-garde, post-punk music, what a beautiful melding, and from these young lions, ladies and gents. And there's a lot of great young bands, young and old, in this Port City, and there's much more than meets the eye. It's a little tired and a little sad, kids, if you're out there listening, to talk down on the Port City, because basically it means you haven't been paying attention for about a decade, and you are out of touch, my friend. So get down with the program. Yes, that's right, and that's all I have to say about that. Speaking of getting down with the program, you can also catch Vogue Dots Friday night at Pepper's Pub with Old Punks and another group that is slipping my mind, Babette Hayward back in a new electronic form. And the following night, you can catch Little You, Little Me at the same location. I'm not a big fan of the Thai restaurant in the abandoned mall, but I do love me some Vogue Dots, and I do love me some Little You, Little Me. So your friends, family, and music is always more important. So stick with those guys. Don't forget, 29th, 30th, and 31st of July, Sappy Fest features at Callahan's Pub and Pub Down Under. Stay tuned to this station and watch Facebook for more local listings. Check Rebellious Jukebox. Here's some more badass new music from Shearing Pink's latest record, Muscle Memory. This is Burning.
One thing. Thank you. messy brews and all our dads without clue abuse. It's sad, but it's true. Used to be a good old game, stomp the toms from the same small town as me. And I played the Don Cherry. I think you like me. It's not the same. It's the backyard. Autographs, fancy cars, how far we move from what is true. Those gangbangs should have been a clue. To all these girls, you know who. This is me making up for truth. Not the same. More strippers and cocaine. Our heroes become lame. Today's heroes are fucking shame. Get grief about spilled about the game. Get grief about spill about the game. It's a shame. The grow up, not gonna be the same.
Fingers are already sore. Yeah. Where's that joint?
Thank you.
Of the show.
You may not know this, but this is the fourth incarnation, the third incarnation of this show, and the fourth incarnation of this kind of show for myself. This show goes way back to a previous show with I did with a partner in crime, LP, called the Fat Walrus Catering Company. Changed a bunch of hats, eventually became Smashed Blocked, which was a morning show. Obviously, the kind of music played on this show is very challenging at 8 a.m., and we moved to an evening. That would be the second incarnation of Smashed Blocked. And then through another series of hats being changed, we find ourselves back on the airwaves in the evenings. Thursdays, 9 to 11 p.m. on Local 107.3 out of St. John, New Brunswick. Repeated Tuesdays from 10 to midnight at present. That's summer 2012 that we're doing that right now. And, so Smash Block Volume 3. That last couple of cuts goes out to LP. Also goes out to Colin Springer and some dudes who I know do love, as I do, the weird, bleak classic sounds, ladies and gents, as well. Usually the classics you've been hearing on this show so far have been groups like Can or Ash Ra Temple and things like that. But we picked a big doozy out of that one, and from a contested album from the Rolling Stones, Their Satanic Majesty's Request, an album that some folks love and some folks love to hate, and I think it's definitely anomalous in their catalog and definitely a compelling and strange record. Even if Keith Richards thinks it's shit, as he can be quoted as having said. So we had Sing This All Together, See What Happens, followed by the actual Sing This All Together recording, and go check it out. Entire bands have built bodies of work on that record alone, as you'll hear momentarily. However, before we get to that, we had Lobo Marino with Build an Altar Everywhere You Go. They will be playing at Callahan's Pub on August 13th, so check that out. Coming to you from Richmond, Virginia. Before that, we had Whoopso with Hockey Disclaimer from Poncho Records, Psych Rock Comp Volume 1, I believe that cassette is. And speaking of cassettes, we started the show out with three songs from Shearing Pink's new record, Muscle Memory. We had Burning, Softly, and If It Existed. And you're going to hear a bit of that on the show coming up in the near future as well for all your shapeless noise punk needs. Was really impressed at the formlessness of that latest record. Usually you at least expect some kind of punky framework those guys are working in, but this time they eschewed that completely, as they have done many times in the past as well. And lots of brutal I don't even want to call it post-punk, but those guys have definitely been moved beyond some of the fields they know. Again, which is nothing new for that group. Super bad avant-punk sounds from Shearing Pink's big favorite here. Speaking of the madness of it all, of building a body of work on Their Satanic Majesty's Request, let's send you out right now with a classic from the Brian Jonestown Massacre. This is Sue. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local FM in St. John, New Brunswick.
Shoes on her feet, and it's cool. so sorry what I did.